Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR20. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
We're going to be addressed the original sin of this country. 400 years old. It's the original sin. Slavery.
The Equality Act is a nuclear bomb on faith communities and any communities or individuals who have a traditional understanding of marriage and sexuality.
If your repentance is purely horizontal, and if it's designed really to curry favor with the world, then that's a repentance that itself needs to be repented of. That is a reflection of a world-oriented, not a God-oriented mentality.
You don't get any more close to the heart of the matter than fathers, mothers, and their children living together in a household. And wherever his word is, there the blessing will be also.
Taiwan de Xinjiao Shi and Ai Ting Issues, etc., that Taiwan missionaries love Issues, etc.
Many parents thought it would be too difficult to do, and let's be very clear, it's not easy. There's nothing easy about having your kids at home and educating them at home, sometimes called homeschooling. There's nothing easy about it, but maybe it isn't as difficult as parents had thought. And if the pandemic has taught us one thing, it's that having our kids at home, staying at home with them, and then trying to do school, while not optimal, might be maybe an opportunity to consider just cutting the school out of the equation and teaching them yourself at home, homeschooling them. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live on this Monday afternoon, September the 14th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about COVID-19 and homeschooling with Martin Cothran. He's editor of Classical Teacher Magazine, published by Memoria Press. A little bit later, we're going to review the movie Tenet, and it's a mind twister, a brain twister of a movie. Pastor Ted Gee says you need to watch it at least twice in order to catch what it's pitching. We'll be spending some time reviewing that movie with him. Then an hour or two of Issues Etc. We'll look forward to Sunday morning talking with Dr. Carl Fikencher about the laborers in the vineyard in Matthew chapter 20. Joining us to discuss the pandemic and homeschooling, Martin Cothran, editor of Classical Teacher Magazine, published by Memoria Press, author of several educational books, including Traditional Logic, Material Logic, and Classical Rhetoric. Martin, welcome to Issues Etc.
Nice to be here, Todd.
What has the pandemic done for the popularity of homeschooling?
Well, it's increased it pretty dramatically. There is different figures you hear from different places. One state has reported that registrations for homeschoolers are up 75%. I've seen other figures of 100%. And, of course, a lot of this has to do with schools, many schools closing. But there probably are a lot of other motivations for that. But yeah, it's pretty dramatic.
Many people have misconceptions about what happens in a situation of homeschooling. How would you dispel some of those misconceptions?
Well, it depends on the misconception. I think I live in the state of Kentucky, and so one of the misconceptions here is that people are just taking their kids out of schools and not educating them at all. Really, it's just a label. Homeschooling is a label that somebody has slapped on truancy. And I there are some cases of that, particularly in eastern Kentucky here, but the vast majority of homeschoolers, as far as anybody can tell, are actually educating their children. And so the other concern is, are they educating them in the way that the education establishment wants them to be taught? And of course, a lot of homeschoolers don't agree with what the educational establishment thinks their children ought to be taught. They're teaching them in a much more traditional way in most homeschooling cases, in terms of teaching them knowledge and skills, which many public schools sometimes appear to have given up on. And so, you know, the establishment doesn't like the traditional approach to schooling. They've got a very different idea of what schooling is about. So that tends to upset some people in the establishment.
Why is homeschooling so popular among Christians?
Well, I think the motivation of Christians, you know, some of it is just the motivation any concerned parent would have that their students are being prepared for life. And then also you have the peculiar concern of many Christian parents that their faith is being taught along with whatever else you might be teaching in an education program. And that's the same kind of thing you would see in, you know, a religious school. And there are many of those out there. And nobody seems to be upset with the fact that religious schools are teaching religion. But, you know, a lot of homeschoolers are just wanting faith to be an integrated part of everything their children learn.
Do you have concerns about some Christian homeschooling curricula?
Well, I think the main concern about homeschooling curricula is really because there's actually so much of it. The original problem with homeschooling 20 years ago was that there was not enough options for parents to be able to take advantage of, and all they were really left with was materials meant for schools, which are, you know, you have to approach homeschooling a little differently, and it's hard to use a textbook that's been written for a teacher who knows the subject when in many cases a homeschooling parent doesn't know the subject, so what do? And now there's an overabundance, really, of curricula out there. There's almost too many options. And I think that what you need is a program that a person who doesn't know the subject can teach. In other words, something that's self-instructive. And many programs are really not self-instructive. And also, many programs are not comprehensive. Parents are not trained as professional educators, and even if they were trained rightly, which today is harder to find in the education teaching college world, but they don't necessarily know what a full curriculum would look like. And that's one of the reasons why when I talk to homeschooling parents who are new to homeschooling, I always recommend that they get some kind of complete packaged program. You know, we at Memorial Press have one, of course, but any complete packaged program is going to be better than trying to pick and choose and create your own curriculum. I mean, a parent has a hard enough time teaching her children and having to be a curriculum developer at the same time when you really don't know how to do that is a little bit too much for most homeschooling parents. So, you know, just getting that comprehensiveness and getting something that really does focus on the essentials in education. I mean, it's part of the problem with education today is we're so distracted by all these things that you think you ought to teach a child. And there's a lot of great things out there you can teach children, but there's some things that are just essential, and you need to focus on those. So that's probably the biggest concern in terms of what kind of program you are going to try to use.
An article in Religion and Politics mentions the influence of J. Rush Dooney on Christian homeschooling. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I think that there's two things to say about that. Number one is, you know, they make out Rush Dooney to be some sort of monster trying to take over the country, which is really, as far as conspiracy theories go, it's not a very good conspiracy theory, really. And anyone who wants to learn more about that can watch the Bill Moyers interview on PBS many years ago that was done. He's, you know, you may agree or disagree with him, and there are some things a lot of other Christians disagree with, but he's really just a mild-mannered theologian, and he's clearly not somebody wanting to take over the world. So, you know, I think that the concern is overwrought. It's really just sort of not a very competent conspiracy theory. And the other thing is that most homeschoolers don't even know who Rush Dooney is. So this idea that you see in some critiques of homeschooling that R.J. Rush Dooney was the inventor of homeschooling and it's a bunch of homeschoolers wanting to take over America, it's kind of silly, and it's just not even a plausible theory because most people homeschooling, I don't know of any polls out there, but again, I talk to thousands of homeschoolers every year, and I don't ever remember that name coming up. So homeschoolers aren't thinking about Rush Dooney. They're just thinking about the education of their children.
The article raises concerns about a connection between homeschooling and what it calls patriarchal and reconstructionist ideologies. What in the world does that mean?
Well, you know, the reconstructionist idea is a reference to R.J. Rush Dooney's Dominion Theology, and which is mostly just a restatement of the first part of Genesis, where man is instructed to have dominion over the things around him, and which is just basically good stewardship. And that's what that's a reference to. And in regard to the whole patriarchal aspect, I guess that means that there are fathers in many of these homes, and they're working outside the home and providing, they've got an outside job and they're supporting the family. I don't know that there's anything terribly destructive about that. And the funny thing is really about that criticism is that it's the mothers who are having the most influence on the children rather than the fathers in many homeschools. In fact, one of the things you have to kind of encourage people to do, the families who are doing this, is to make sure the father's a part of things. So I don't know why patriarchy would be a real problem here.
Does homeschooling history raise any concerns for you?
Yeah, so the concern about the history of homeschooling that you hear is, again, these theories like that R.J. Rush Dooney is behind it all. And there's a certain sense in which that's true at the very beginning. There were very few people who were doing homeschooling and very few people who were promoting it. So, of course, you're going to have a few people there who you might disagree with on a lot of things who were involved in the founding of it. But I've written several logic texts that are used around the country, and I have taught logic for many years. That's called the genetic fallacy. And so the fact that there's so few people even involved in homeschooling makes any one of them loom large. But I've taught logic for many years. I've written a number of logic textbooks. And this is a textbook case of the genetic fallacy, where the origin of something necessarily conditions what it is now, which is really sort of silly.
What are some things, as parents are looking at various homeschooling curricula, that should raise red flags for parents?
Well, I think, and I would say this from a more traditionalist perspective on this, you know, I'm a classical educator, which means that I'm concerned with great ideas and great books and the classics and all that, but also a traditional approach to certain subjects. So in reading, for example, I mean, we know that instruction in phonics is a better approach to reading than these whole word strategies that have tried and failed for so many years and are still in many public schools the rule. And in the same thing in math, we keep getting newer versions of the new math of the 1960s, and those approaches don't work very well either in terms of the mastery of arithmetical procedures. And so in terms of skills, we need to focus on the traditional approach to skills instruction so that our children can learn basic skills so they can move on. And then the other thing is, you know, in the humanities subjects like history and literature, you need a program that's really going to introduce your students to the whole world of great literature. In English, we are really fortunate because we have this treasure trove of classic children's literature that really no other language has. And this is a great way to learn all that background knowledge that you need to learn that enables you later on in your education to be able to take in new knowledge. Because really, and E.D. Hirsch, who authored the cultural literacy books and has written a number of very important books on education, you know, he said the more knowledge you have, the more you can gain. In a sense, the rich get richer as far as knowledge goes. So you need to have a great fund of background knowledge before you can approach the great literature later on in, you know, late middle school and high school. So really just skills and knowledge. That's, you know, the arts and the sciences is what they used to say, meaning the skills and the knowledge you need to be successful in academics, and you got to have that stuff.
Martin Cothran is our guest. He's editor of Classical Teacher Magazine, published by Memoria Press. We're talking about COVID-19 and homeschooling. Why should parents consider homeschooling their own children? We'll answer that question next.
The The Simply Classical curriculum for special needs moves at my child's pace and gives her exactly what she needs. So writes Amber, a homeschooling mother who has joined thousands in homes and schools teaching from this uniquely Christian classical approach to special education. Teach students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome based on ability level rather than chronological age. Use promo code LPR20 today at classicalspecialneeds.com. Classicalspecialneeds.com.
For your next family vacation, consider Our Beach House, a charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at SiestaKeyRentalGenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
How do we defend children's rights? Well, there's one very simple but hard answer to that. And it is that adults need to do hard things.
Katie Faust of Them Before Us, speaking at the 2020 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Too often, we expect children to do the hard things in marriage and family situations. What about when adults are facing a struggling marriage? If the adults decide, we just can't work this out, what they're really saying is, this cross is too heavy for me. Here, kids, you take it instead.
You can watch and listen to a recording of Katie Faust's presentation, Making the Case for Children's Rights, from this year's Making the Case Conference. For a tax-deductible donation of $250, you can download an audio and video recording. Learn more at issuesetc.org. We're talking about the pandemic and homeschooling. Our guest is Martin Cothran of Memoria Press. You've heard us talk about the cleaning authority for years. You know, the cleaning service provider that has turned this man cave into a space that even meets our wives' approval. Well, they have a great offer this month for Issues Etc. listeners. You can save $25 off your first two cleans if you need ongoing service. Learn more at our Facebook page, facebook.com/issuesetc. When you request an estimate, be sure to mention Issues Etc. If you live in the greater St. Louis area, you can also call 314-690-9877 and remember to mention Issues Etc. The offer expires on September 30th, facebook.com/issuesetc or call 314-690-9877, the Cleaning Authority. Martin, why should parents consider homeschooling their kids?
Well, many children are trapped in not very good schools, and even the better schools. I see schools getting awards from different organizations that really are pretty mediocre schools. And I think most parents think it's a lot harder than it is, and this has been one of the results of the whole COVID situation. I was talking with my barber, who has several children, and she said, my husband is the most conventional thinker I know. And the other day, you know what he said? He said, you know, I think this whole public school thing is blown way out of proportion. And she's not going to believe he said that. And they're now homeschooling. This is a family that you wouldn't think would ever homeschool. And now they're homeschooling and realizing, look, this is not as hard as you would think. If you focus on the basics, if you major in the majors and don't major in the minors, you can do this. And so I think in doing this, and I've seen this in my own family, we homeschooled, and because of the fact that we homeschooled, we are a much closer family than I think we otherwise would have been. I have four children, three of them are married. We've got grandchildren, and they all live near us and want to live near us, and they get together on the weekends, and it's the circle of friends, it's the family, and other people have been attracted into our family, and I attribute that to the fact that we have homeschooled it. They've learned better than they would have learned in the public schools, and we're a closer family because of that. I mean, those are two great things.
Finally, what can you tell us about Memoria Press?
Memoria Press is devoted, you know, our slogan is saving Western civilization one child at a time. We're devoted to teaching children the basic skills, classic children's literature in the lower grades, and then introducing them to the liberal arts and the sciences, the moral sciences, the natural sciences, and the theological sciences from there on out. We make sure they can read competently, they can calculate competently, and they're able to go on and do great things in math and language. And we are very focused on Latin. Latin is our central language subject because it does so many things for you. You know, it teaches you an academic vocabulary. It will teach your grammar for you. It's a much easier way, actually, to learn grammar than trying to learn it in your own language because it's a very structured grammatical language. And it's also a thinking skill. The best, outside of logic and rhetoric, the art of arguing well and the art of persuading well, is the whole idea of seeing similarities and seeing differences, which are the two basic thinking skills. Everyone talks about thinking skills, but they really can't define them. It's analysis and synthesis. Seeing, you know, making distinctions and seeing resemblances, that's all over math on one side of your curriculum, but it's all over Latin. In Latin grammar, you're having to do those things too, which I think is why students who study it do so well on things like the College Board test. So Latin is a very central subject in our language arts program, and then we're just basically preparing kids to read the classics, the great books, starting in high school. That's what we do.
You can save $5 off your next homeschooling purchase from Memoria Press by using the coupon code LPR20. Their toll-free number, 877-862-1097, 877-862-1097, or online at memoriapress.com. That's MEMORIA press.com. Use the coupon code LPR20. Martin Cothran is editor of the Classical Teacher magazine, published by Memoria Press, and he's author of several educational books, including Traditional Logic, Material Logic, and Classical Rhetoric. Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.